Hey, wellness and Wahala warriors. It's your girl, Dr. Tomi, better known as Ama Aba. So, welcome to the Wellness and Wahala podcast. A wellness Wahala warrior is a winner, is a world changer, is wise and winsome. They are dedicated to tackling Wahala, which means issues, problems, and Nigerian pidgin for the good of humanity. Our tribe of subject matter experts in our village are a voice to the voiceless. Oya, join me, the former diplomat and public health advisor, Dr. Tomi Ademaku, better known as Oma Aba, as I give you the best public health and wellness of Wahala, just with wonderful people, subject matter experts, using their compassion to take action to put us on the pathway of a Wahala-free life. All views and statements are represented are my own and my guests. Love you and bless up. Hey, everyone. Happy New Month. Yo, this year, 2024, has kicked off with a lot of Wahala that has happened in the month of January. So we just give God the glory for protecting us and our families and bringing us to February, a new month, a new season. Thank Oluwa, Jehovah, God, Baba God. So for those of you tuning in for the first time, my name is Dr. Tomi, better known as Ama Aba, and this is the Wellness and Wahala podcast. Wahala in Nigerian Pidgin English means issues and problems. So we go give you great gist and tips on how to overcome various Wahala. And this next 7 days, we're going to just dedicate this month and this season and do a 7-day wellness and Wahala prayer and praise fast. Focusing on personal renewal for the first 3 days. And then for the second days, day 4 and 5, we'll focus on praying for the body of Christ, the ecclesia. And then the last 2 days, we're going to focus on praying for the nations, because all types of Wahala is going on. Rest in peace to 3 U.S. soldiers that we lost in the Middle East. There's war going on in Israel, the Holy Land. You know, we visited last year. I did a podcast review of my wonderful heartwarming trip to Israel. So it's so horrible to see a lot of the places that we visited being bombed and destroyed due to the war, and people being killed. Is just a lot to eat. So I'm focusing the 7 days first with personal renewal and praying praise. There's been a lot of warfare against us individually, our families, our community, our nation. So I just really want to focus on just prayer and praise. There's a lot of Wahala you can avoid because, you know, this not be just physical issues. A lot of this thing is spiritual battle. So we have to focus on prayer and the spiritual realm and tackling that warfare. So Jehovah and Yeshua Christ, who was already paid the price and died and rose on the third day, giving us victory over sin and death. So we're going into the heavenly courts, and we're just going to pray. So I'm just going to kick off explaining how powerful like a prayer and praise fast is. So Isaiah 58 verse 6 to 9 says, "This is the kind of fast day I'm after, to break the chains of injustice, get rid of exploitation in the workplace, free the oppressed, cancel debts. What I'm interested in seeing you do is sharing your food with the hungry, inviting the homeless poor into your homes, putting clothes on the shivering ill-clad, being available to your own families. Do this and the lights will turn on and your lives will turn around at once. Your righteousness will pave your way. The God of glory will secure your passage. Then when you pray, God will answer. You'll call out for help and you'll say, 'Here I am.'" And God will say, "Here I am." So that is Isaiah 58, 6 and 9. And the key action points, you know, when you're doing a praying phrase, is really good to, this is the time where I usually go with my daughter, and we'll go to donate some care packs to a homeless shelter or orphanage. And also donate like old clothes to Goodwill or Salvation Army or places where, you know, they need like old jackets, winter jackets. It's cold right now, blankets, and just being there for our own family is very key. And I will discuss some of the benefits of a fast. So when you fast, it creates a new hunger. So in Ezra chapter 8, verse 23, and I'm reading for the NIV version, it says, "So we fasted and petitioned our God about this, and he answered our prayer." When you fast, you become hungry at first, and it may be hunger for food. Like me, I'm a foodie, I like to eat. So the first couple of days is a big battle. But as the initial hunger pangs and longing cease, a new desire is formed. Fasting causes you to hunger in the midst of abundance. So we are really feeding off of the word of God. So Matthew 4:4, one of my favorite verses, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." So we're really using our daily bread of God's word to fill us up this season. Another benefit of fasting, it increases your sensitivity to God. The scripture I read for is Luke chapter 12, verse 36 to 38, NIV version. And it says, "There was also a prophetess, Anna. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem." So, you know what's going on in Jerusalem right now, the war. So, and this one is a really good scripture because prophetess Anna, there's a lot of powerful woman, prayer woman in the Bible. When we pray, it is powerful, but especially when a woman prays, it goes to the next level. So, and fasting and prayer help us really concentrate. So from this account of the widow woman, Anna, we can see that fasting and prayer had developed such a keen sensitivity in her that she perceived the Christ child at only a few days old. She can hear clearly and God what God was saying. So you can hear clearly, you have more discernment, you have more wisdom and sensitivity in the spirit, and you'll have more prophetic, you'll grow more in your prophetic giftings. You might have more dreams and visions of what God is doing now and what he's going to do in the future, discernment to protect us from some attacks from the enemy. So it is extremely good. Fasting also increases our capacity. The scripture, which is one of my favorite books in the book of Esther, chapter 4, verses 16, it says, "Go gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will fast as you do. And when this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." So if you read the book of Esther, you know, it's once again, one of my favorite books. It's the only book out of all the 66 books in the Bible where God's name is not mentioned, but his handwriting was all over the wall. So this is an orphan girl who was a Jew, and her people were about to get destroyed. And in that culture then, you don't ever go to the king unless he sends for you. So she started saying that everybody should fast and pray, and also her and her maids will fast and pray before she goes before the king. So that fast prepared Esther to overcome the fear of man, and even greater, her fear of death. This fast increased her capacity to self-sacrifice while it imparted wisdom. The survival of a nation depending on her willingness to lay down her life. So it was a law where you don't go approach the king unless he called for you. So this fast helped strengthen her courage. And she knew it was more than she can face in her present condition when her present information. So she drew from God's strength. God strengthened her and encouraged her during that fast. And, you know, another great one is fasting brings answers to prayers. Isaiah 58 verse 9 says, "Then you will call and the Lord would answer. You will cry for help and he will say, 'Here am I.'" A godly fast will bring answered prayers. It is the atmosphere for answers to questions, direction, help, and revelation from God. It is the time when He says, "Here I am. I'm over here. Come to me. I got your back. I hear you." This revelation may come through His word or as a still small voice most of the time, or by a strong confirmation. You will see a sign of what He has previously shown us, and you'll get some confirmations. Also, fasting leads to quick healing. Isaiah 58:8. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. There's a lot of sickness attack in this season. One of my family members has sore throat right now. There's RSV, there's COVID, there's so many respiratory viruses flying in the air. So the enemy is bringing all types of warfare on sickness. So we really need to pray for healing for all of us, healing for depression, healing from obesity, healing from, you know, mental health issues, healing just from just the everyday wahala that we face, physical, mental, and spiritual healing. So that's why the scripture is Isaiah 58:8. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will come quickly. We need healing quickly to appear for us, for our families, our loved ones, our community members, our leaders. God set up the fast as a manner of healing His people, a time when the darkness of oppression, depression, or infirmity is dispelled by light, such as the dawn. When the light breaks forth, healing soon follows. This can mean many things. It could be a revelation of sin, which when repented, so going through our own personal sins, bloodline sins, and our generational bloodlines, breaking those curses that has caused, you know, a sickness attack upon our lives. So having revelation and repenting about our sins, our bloodline sins, and sins of our forefathers. It can mean a revelation of His will or word, which brings healing and freedom where there once was darkness or ignorance. This healing could be physical, mental, or spiritual. Even natural medicine supports this. Many illnesses occur in the digestive system. A short fast gives you a body, it gives your body a chance to refocus its energies on healing instead of eating. But of course, please consult with your physician, especially if you're ill, you know, some medicine, if it's appropriate for you to fast. And there's different fasting, like you can do a complete fast from food. You can do a Daniel fast, which is like fruits and vegetables. You can do intermittent fasting, so fasting between a certain time period and only eating like within 8-hour time period, and fasting, I think 16-hour time period. So and you can adjust it. So there's various different fasts depending on your situation. Another final benefit that I love of fasting and prayer and praise is it opens doors to God's protection and provision. We need that because the enemy, I'm telling you, it is, you know, he goes around like a roaring lion thinking who he's going to devour. And he will not devour us or any of our family members in the mighty name of Yeshua Christ. I pray no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. Every tongue that rises against us shall be condemned in the mighty name of Yeshua Christ. We pray. We already have victory through Yeshua. So we have to continue to pray the word, to anoint ourselves, anoint our families, anoint our children, anoint our homes, anoint everything that concerns us. Pray over every area of your room, your house, over your children, over your husband, over your wives. Pray over your jobs. That's all that we have. That's the tool. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. So we have to use the tools that we have, which is just prayer and praising God, worshiping Him, and also fasting. Fasting opens the door to God's protection and provision. The scripture Isaiah 58:8 says, "Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard." Meaning He got our back. God promised to be our guard and have our back before us and behind us, all around us. A fast renews our righteousness and sends it on before us. Then as we give glory to God, praise Him, the power of praise and worship, He returns righteousness as our rear guard. So there's so many, that's just a few benefits of fasting. But I'm telling you, prayer and fasting, depending on what fast you do, it's up to you. Intermittent fasting, Daniel fast, the full fast, dry fast. But there's a lot of benefits. And I tell you, you know, I have been experiencing a lot of warfare personally. So also taking communion. I have my own communion. You have to have your family altar. Get those communion. You know, they have the pre-filled ones with the bread and the wine. Take communion with your family. Pray and cast out any type of demonic evil attack on you and your families this season. The enemy is up to no good, but we have Jehovah. We should not fear. You should have faith. God has not given us the spirit of fear. We have everything that we need. Prayer, the word of God, and praise that will equip us to have victory, which Jesus already fought for us. But faith without works is dead. So we got to work our faith. We got to put it into action with prayer and praise and fasting. So this is day one of the Wellness and Wahala prayer and praise fast, and we're focusing on personal renewal, and the topic today is embracing your redemptive gifts. Once again, we are focusing on day one, personal renewal, embracing your redemptive gifts, and the key scripture for today is Psalms 139 verse 14, and this is the NIV version. It says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. One of my favorite verses, and we have to praise God this season because God has just been faithful. He has always had our back, and he has made us perfect in his eyes. Sometimes we look at ourselves and we see imperfections, but God does not see that. He sees the perfection of who we are. God is an awesome God, and he has made us for such a time as this, and he has created us for such a time as this. So we need to take advantage of that. So this is day one, and I just thank God. The African proverb linked to this, you know, because of course this is Wellness and Wahala podcast, says a person is a person because of others. So I believe that is a Nigerian proverb. And some of the prayer points for today, personal renewal, embracing your redemptive gift is first, I want you guys to focus on gratitude. Gratitude of our unique gifts. Begin your prayer with heartfelt gratitude for the unique gifts and qualities that make you who you are. God has created you so unique. You are the only one that has your fingerprints. There's only you. Nobody, there's no copycats. God has created a special you. Even if you're a twin or triplet, you have your own special fingerprint, your own DNA coding. So thank God, because you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and he made you wonderful. And I just thank God for you. The next prayer point is self-acceptance. Pray for the strength to fully accept yourself, embracing both your strengths and areas of growth. Ask God for the wisdom to see yourself through his eyes. Number three, understanding your redemptive gifts. Seek God's guidance in understanding the specific redemptive gifts he has bestowed upon you. Pray for clarity and insight into how these gifts can be utilized for his glory. Number four, purpose and impact. Reflect on the ways your gifts can positively impact others. Pray for a clear vision on how you can use your unique abilities to make a difference in someone's life. As I said, visiting homeless shelter orphanages, donating care packs and things they need, and serving food at, you know, a food bank. This is the time to give back and to give back to the most vulnerable and those that are in need, which will really make a big impact in your fasting and breaking through. And caring for others. We are called to help those that are helpless. Humility and service is the next one. Number five, pray for humility, recognizing that your gifts are meant to serve others. As I said before, ask for God's guidance and using your strengths to uplift and support those around you. Number six, strength to overcome insecurities. If there are areas of insecurity or self-doubt, bring them before God. Pray for the strength to overcome these challenges and to walk confidently in the identity he has given you. Number seven, community and relationships. Pray for meaningful connections with others. Ask God to guide you your relationships, when your gifts complement each other, fostering a supportive and uplifting community. You have to have your village of support us. Number 8, impact on others. Seek God's guidance on how your unique gifts can be a source of inspiration, encouragement, and support to those in your sphere of influence. Number 9, generosity of spirit. Pray for a generous and giving spirit. Ask God to cultivate in you a willingness to share your gifts, your time, your talent, and treasures. So gifts are not just money, but also your time and your talents generously with others, recognizing that we are interconnected and stronger together. Number 10, closing prayer for the day. Conclude your prayer by expressing gratitude for the day's reflection. Commit your desires for personal renewal and embracing your redemptive gifts into God's hand, trusting He is ongoing guidance. So my call to action to you is just take a moment after you pray to journal. Journaling is very good. Write down some of your prayer requests or some of the dreams and visions that you have and insights and the reflections that you have received from Jehovah. Because as we go through this, you'll get a lot of reflection and revelation. So write them down as actionable steps to utilize your gifts for the betterment of someone else's life. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to day 1 of the Wellness Wahala Prayer and Praise Challenge, focusing on personal ecclesia and national renewal. And today was personal renewal, embracing your redemptive gift. So I wish you a wonderful season, and I'll see you tomorrow for day 2. I'm wishing you much love and blessing and no wahala this season. Bless up and thank you. So we end in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua Christ, we pray. I thank you because you are good and your mercy and your love endure forever. I thank you because you are King of Kings. I thank you for this day 1 of this 7-day prayer and praise challenge and fast, Wellness Wahala, focus on personal renewal, also ecclesia renewal and the national renewal, praying for the nations. Father Lord, I want you to direct our steps. Oh Lord Father, we're seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So we're seeking you and your guidance this season. Oh Lord Father, for this 7-day fast and prayer and praise challenge, that you will order our steps, that you will break through for our healing, oh Lord Father, that you will break through and break every curse, oh Lord Father, and attack of the enemy against us, against our families, against the church, the body of Christ, the ecclesia, oh Lord Father, against the nations from America to Nigeria, across Africa, all the 54 nations and the Caribbean and in the Asia region and in Israel, oh Lord Father, bring them peace, oh Lord Father. Because of the pending war, oh Lord Father, that is just booming all around, oh Lord Father God, we ask for your peace, we ask for your protection, we ask for your provision, and we just thank you, oh Lord Father, because we know that this next 7 days, there's going to be breakthrough, there's going to be answered prayers, there's going to be healing, there's going to be redemption, there's going to be resurrection. So we just give you all the glory, and we also, oh Lord Father, ask for mercy and forgiveness. We come before your heavenly court, Heavenly Father, Oluwa Jehovah, and we say that yes, we are sinners and we are sorry. We bow before you in your heavenly court, and Jesus, that is our advocate and our lawyer, O Lord Father, who has paid the price, who has died and rose on the 3rd day, giving us victory over sin and death, to silence every accusation of the enemy. The enemy is bringing maybe our sins before you in the heavenly courts, the sins of our families and our bloodlines dating back to Adam and Eve, anybody, O Lord Father, and any sin, O Lord Father, that the enemy is bringing against us, O Lord Father, to bring any form of course and backlash against us in this time and in this season and in this prayer. Father, Lord, we repent right now. We ask, oh, Lord Father, for mercy and forgiveness, oh, Lord Father, and we plead the blood of Yeshua, who has already died and give us victory because he rose on the 3rd day, giving us victory over sin and death. So the blood of Yeshua should silence and stop every accusation of the enemy against us, Father, Lord, and go to war against the enemy, oh, Lord Father, as he comes at us in 1 way, let him flee in 7 ways in the mighty name of Yeshua Christ. Excuse me. And never come back.
Let him, O Lord Father, be destroyed. Arise and let your enemies' evil plan against us, against our families, against our children, against our marriages, against our livelihoods, our jobs, our ministries, our businesses, our finances, our communities, our nation. Arise, O Lord Father, and let their evil plans be scattered now in the mighty name of Yeshua Christ, we pray. Excuse me. We see war everywhere. We see all types of hell breaking loose, O Lord Father. But you, God, are on the throne. And when you are for us, no one can be against us. So we thank you in advance for the breakthrough that we're going to get through these next 7 days of prayers and praise. And we just praise you. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory as you renew us personally and in the body of Christ, Ecclesia, and nationally. Amen.
Who not go worship Jesus? Who not go?